trying to do here is add some flexibility that allows us not to, to push that envelope so much on commercial.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, so in other words, you know, if you just do simple math, you can say, okay, if you go up one story, so you have the floor plate, and then we have a calculation. So if we go up one story with the residential, then we'll just go up one story with the commercial.
Okay.
And then if we have to count the basements below, then we'll just count, we'll add a basement below the commercial as well.
Okay.
So it's achievable, it's just not, it's not a great outcome, you know, it seems kind of silly.
Well, it seems like the code is already pretty generous. Once you're over an acre, you get up to 20 residential units per acre. And so I don't.
Yeah, we're using far, far less than that. This change doesn't give us more residential units.
Do you know, Dan, do you know what roughly what your density per acre is in this latest plan?
It was, I mean, we were around half. Going from the previous plan to this plan, we dropped, let's see,
I want to say it's 13 units.
In the current.
1.6 before, so I do the math.
He's always been, whether it's the approved plan or this new one that, that you see, been done by the architect, about half the density.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, so it's about 10 units per acre is what it is, where before with this plan, we were, I think we were like 14, somewhere around there. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dan.
That sounds about right, so we dropped about 20 units.
How many acres total is it?
It's about 27 acres total.
Okay, so now it's about 10 units per acre versus the 14 units per acre that if we, on this screen, this was about 14 units?
Yeah, so the 14 units per acre is really only counting this C2 area. It's not the entire property because this has a different density limit because it's zoned differently. But the commercial zone, from what I recall, were about 14 units per acre in the commercial zone. And again, overall, the units dropped from what was 156 to like 143, I think.
Michael, so are we really looking at this in conjunction with extending the commercial zone into that other zone that's in the northern part that was just residential before?
Yeah, that is correct because the Planning Commission's already looked at the zone change and recommended approval for that. And so the City Council now has that in front of them. But this issue helps clear up what that, what they're going to fight for master plan.
I mean,
right, and if I jump in there, so we applied for the C2 to make it all commercial so that we could spread the density across the entire area and therefore create open space down on Main Street and up the middle. Kind of a side effect that we hadn't anticipated was that means, oh, we've got to follow commercial code all the way through. So now you're adding commercial space kind of unintentionally by making it all commercial. So now you've got to have, I mean, all C2, now you've got to have more commercial space on Main.
Exactly.
So what that's doing, driving the commercial space we planned for to either be, you know, more dense, more of it, or to be, to go up at another story with it.
If the entire parcel is zoned commercial, could someone operate a business at the base of Memorial Hill?
No. No, because that's one of the conditions that the City Council is putting on changing the zone, is that the traditionally residential areas are
correct. So there wouldn't be any commercial above roughly this line here. And even if somebody wanted to convert one of these residential and commercial, to meet the parking's already, you just can't convert a residential to commercial, not meet requirements. And so they'd have to have the parking, and right now it doesn't look like there's extra parking. So in other words, it would be tied down in the conditional approval for the zone change. It would also be tied down in their CCNRs, but even just meeting requirements in the future to convert doesn't really look like a possibility.
So it'd be zoned commercially with restrictions.
Yeah, cause the whole thing is a mixed-use project, it's a package deal. But yeah, we would make that clear in the development agreements, for instance, that these areas are residential, these areas are commercial, even though it's all zoned commercial, so.
Yeah, the way I'm looking at this is it's a trade-off near Main Street, whether there might be like two-story commercial buildings. Basically, your view would be more restricted if you had to have more commercial space.
Yeah, that's.
And so I sort of like this plan where you have the open field or the open space over there, and hopefully most of these commercial buildings are single story.
Right, I mean, it seems like a reasonable trade-off. We're not giving up much in terms of commercial space requirements, and we're providing some assistance or tools so that hopefully we can have a little more open space on Main Street and, you know, lower buildings.
As long as the businesses don't end up underneath Memorial Hill. My fear, because the path is continuing towards commercial use in areas that before you couldn't.
But I think
meeting with this.
Michael just addressed that.
Well, he said maybe.
No, we could completely restrict that, that's for sure. We could keep the commercial down in these areas designated as commercial.
If we do that, I'm okay with this one.
Yeah, we could do that. And that's the plan is.
But the unknown factor is whether those commercial buildings will be one story or two story, and I guess one of them could be a basement. But if push came to shove and they had to come up with 1,500, 2,000 square feet, and the only way to do it is going vertical, we may have multi-story commercial buildings on Main Street.
Yeah, that is correct. And that's a distinct possibility. Dan did mention they have ability to put another building in here, and that's, they can keep things lower. And they could expand some of these buildings so the footprint is larger instead of going up and going out. Because there's a lot of space left. And so there is the way of not necessarily going up and going out, because there, the setbacks in the commercial zone are very minimal. You can really fill up a lot of this area. It just might not be as attractive if you don't have those architectural elements and, you know, and areas that stick out and then go
sure
in and create the courtyards, that type of thing. And so but could they go out? Yeah, they definitely could go out and create more square feet on the ground.
Yeah, this is, sorry, this is Dan again. This is not a proposal to help us resolve a 80-20 problem. We've got that solved. This is a proposal to try and optimize the way that the commercial area looks by not requiring additional commercial based on this change to the C2 and the residential areas. And I guess as a side effect, it'd be nice to be able to build as big of underground garages as possible, so that we don't, so we can hide as many cars and toys as possible. But as far as 80-20 is concerned, in previous plans, we've had that solved, even in the previous Plan B.
Any other questions for Dan?
Yeah, so the western side of the property, it looks like the parking's in front for a lot of those, like on the left side of the picture. Is that correct? So it's not really alley parking there? And
That's commercial parking.
So this parking lot and this parking lot would be commercial?
No, the homes. I think
yeah,
she
those
means
homes
that
are going up there, like that's all front parking, like, or going in through the front. It's not an alley, right?
So these ones are all back access parking.
Oh, okay.
And so you'd come behind each unit, and that's how you'd access those. So there wouldn't be any garages on each unit from the front side.
Okay.
But in that lower corner where that tree is?
This here.
Aren't those parking spaces right there?
So these are parking for the commercial uses. These two parking lots here. This is actually much wider than it needs to be. This is going to have a lot more green area in it, because the actual width is only 24 feet for at least access, and then there's not any real parking areas. So when this was drawn in, the developer and I have discussed this, this really could be drawn in much nicer. There's going to be much more green area in the spot instead of all paved area, because it doesn't need to be that big.
But you're saying that's where your cursor is, there's a road there, and that's the access to the garages from the back?
Yeah, that's correct. You would drive in here to access these residential units and come in back, either dropping down to below grade or at grade.
Is that true about the houses that are below Memorial Hill too? There's some sort of road going behind them?
There's not a road behind those units. Those would be direct access.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just everything south of that street?
So there are some units with front access. In this area, for instance, there's a couple. What's difficult to see with this drawing is you drive in, and the idea is this alley is actually below grade. It's kind of like a parking area below ground is the idea, to access all the garages. Same with this square here. This area would have really an alley that would access the units from below. This is the main street. These units would all access from below behind the units all the way through this area. So that's really kind of an underground access. Here, they're all what I call alley access, back access. So there's really not that many. This unit has a direct garage, and then these units have direct garages. So there's a few of them around, but the vast majority are definitely where you wouldn't see the garage doors.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. So how do we feel about the proposal?
So we can have a public comment.
Okay.
Public hearing.
Okay, thanks for pointing that out. Well, let's open this up to a public hearing, public comments. If there's anyone that would like to make comments, we ask you to step up to the podium, state your name, give us your address, and share your comments. Okay, it looks like there are none, so we'll close the public hearing. Okay, so planning commissioners, feeling okay about this? Reservations? Where are we?
I'm okay with it as long as that commercial doesn't go any higher than, what, a third of the way up?
The original commercial zone, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, how do you feel?
You know, it's still difficult because there's still so many unknowns. But if it's a way to move it forward to get to the next, I mean, I think one of the original proposals, we saw what the outside of the buildings were going to look like in the approved proposal. I haven't seen that with this one, so it's hard for me to fully grasp. But like I said, if it's a way to move it forward, I'm okay with it.
Okay. Heather, any thoughts?
I mean, I agree with Andy that there are some significant, like the below ground, can they do that and what impact that's going to have. I mean, we're looking at, I'm a little hesitant on this. It seems like it's not going to have some significant negative impact because it's limited to this development in terms of this code text amendment. If we do the 15 acre plus, it's really the only one in Midway that this would impact.
Be a higher number if you wanted to.
And we still have a similar amount of commercial or possibly even more, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's correct.
So it seems like we're pretty well preserving the commercial, which would be a big concern for me. And I guess if we do approve the code text edition, this will go, the public will be notified and they'll have a chance to speak on whether they, how they feel about the code text amendment or no.
So there'll be a public hearing for the city council.